Welcome to SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett. Federal Treasurer Jim Chalmers has said the government will announce changes to the federal laws governing business mergers this week. Mr. Chalmers has welcomed the recommendations of Craig Emerson's interim report on the Food and Grocery Code, saying a mandatory code for supermarkets would give farmers and families a fair go. The Albanese government has repeatedly rejected giving the Australian Competition and Consumer Commission powers, divestiture powers, to break up the big supermarkets. But the Treasurer says the announcement around mergers will form part of its strategy to increase competition in the economy.
The changes I announced this week will be all about strengthening and streamlining the mergers regime so that we can modernise it, and once again, so that we can make our economy genuinely more competitive, more productive, more dynamic in the interests of all the Australian people, employers, employees alike.
Prime Minister Anthony Albanese says Australia wants proper answers on the Israeli strike that killed Australian aid worker Zomi Frankum. Former Chief of the Australian Defence Force, Mark Binskin, has been named as the federal government's special advisor on Israel's response to the strikes that killed seven World Central Kitchen workers in Gaza. Retired Air Chief Marshal Binskin is expected to advise on issues including arrangements for independent investigations, IDF policies and procedures for operational incidents, and mechanisms to hold those responsible to account. The Prime Minister has told the ABC he expects the full cooperation of the Israeli government with Special Advisor Binskin's work.
We have made it very clear that these deaths are utterly inexcusable, and the action is needed to ensure that such a tragedy is never repeated. And we also want full accountability for these deaths. Now, the information that Israel has provided so far on its investigation hasn't yet satisfied our expectations.
Residents in northwest Sydney are returning to their homes after floodwaters from Friday's torrential downpours ease and evacuation orders are lifted. More than 60 homes have been reported damaged, with 17 left in an uninhabitable condition in the Sydney region. The state has declared some regions as natural disaster zones in order to access funding for those in need. Speaking to Channel 7's Sunrise, Premier Chris Minns is urging the community to stay vigilant and avoid floodwaters.
It was 5,000 SES workers that worked the entire weekend overnight in extremely difficult circumstances to keep us safe, and they saved 200 people. We have to remind everybody that when there is these flooding events, don't drive through roads or areas that you know to be flood affected. It's impossible to gauge the depth and you could put yourself in serious danger.
And in cricket, Australians Tim David and Marcus Stoinis have both helped move their sides to victory in the Indian Premier League. David hit an unbeaten 45 off just 21 balls to help propel Mumbai Indians to their first win of the season against the Delhi Capitals on Sunday. Speaking after the match, he admitted being outshone by his teammate, West Indian Romario Shepherd, who hit six boundaries for 32 runs off their final over as the Capitals' bowling attack slowed at the end of the innings.
It definitely felt that way throughout the middle, especially with some off-pace balls. Didn't feel like they were coming up, bouncing up as high. But, yeah, just, again, a brilliant finish there. I'm not sure how many we got in that last over, but I think every ball was a boundary. So that's a perfect finish to really get us some momentum.
Later, all-rounder Stoinis blasted his eighth IPL half-century to set the platform for the Lucknow Super Giants, coached by former Australian coach and player Justin Langer, to beat the Gujarat Titans by 33 runs. That was SBS News in Easy English. I'm Katrina Stirrett.